Hey, joining me on the line at the moment is Tiwana Tibble. Kia ora, Tiwana.
Kia ora, Matthew.
How are you, my brother? You well?
Yeah, pretty good, pretty good. Not haven't lost as much weight as you have, but yeah, doing all right.
Oh, I tell you what, though, eh? I must admit, when I sat down with my local GPE and he looked at me and he said, I'm going to have to get bigger scales. And I looked at him all bemused and said, what for? And he says, oh, because, Matt, I hate to say this to you, but you're fat. And there was a coming to Jesus moment there, bro. I swear to God.
Good on you.
Yeah,
good
well, on you. Lower blood pressure. Hey, we're not here to talk about me though. Let's talk about you. What's going on? What's happening in your world?
Oh, look, I'm on a number of boards, but one that quite excites me is the Tararua barging facility working group. So, you know, we got a mandate in June to have a good look at this. Once again, about 5 years ago, I did a feasibility on it, and it looked pretty good then. But I mean, Shane, at the end of his tenure last year, he left 45 mil on the table for marine infrastructure somewhere on the East Cape.
Mm-hmm.
And really, there were two parties that had lined up for that opportunity. One was at Hexbay, and the other one was ours at Tararua. And yeah, we got a very good positive mandate in 12 June, and really in 4 months put together a really good working group. And this working group, they're all relations to me. Mm. I mean, my grandmother, she had a flood in about 1960 up at the Kopuaponamu Valley, which is just above Tararua. And many of the whānau there left it, you know, went to the city of Gisborne at the time. Three bedrooms and hot water and running water and a job at Waddy's. It was a big change-up. But, you know, there are many of the people that are on my group, whether they be Rangihuna, Brookings, or Ngāhui Puketapu, Goldsmiths, Ngātas, or Henares, we all kind of go back to those roots. So very few of us have actually lived back home, you know, only gone back there. But, you know, we still have a strong passion and desire to help out where we can.
Absolutely.
We've all had it out. Yeah, so that's where we're at the moment.
What I love about this, so for our whānau that are tuning in, of course, Te Rūmu Trust is leading a project to develop a barge facility at Te Araroa, and that's near the river mouth. From there, logs, timber products, metal aggregate and many other products will be exported by barge to other coastal ports, notably Gisborne or Tauranga. And, of course, you know, I hail from the great province of Matakana Island. But you know what I really love about this sort of project? We know that there's a lot of heavy traffic on the roads at the moment, right? We know that our roads around both Tauranga, the east and western bay, are plenty, and then right down into Tairāwhiti are quite narrow. And so with the increasing pressure on roads, you've got to find other ways of getting these commodities to market. And by doing so, we're going to take pressure off the roads, and therefore the roads will be safer. I mean, that's one aspect of it.
Yeah, absolutely. We had an OPIS report done 5 years ago, and it showed that you could stay highway 35 in the best of times. It will mean that there's rerouting, but I mean there's a bit of with the suite.
Mm.
I mean the suite is about more jobs. You know, our independent expert says the kind of volumes you're doing, if it's between 300,000 and 600,000 tons a year. I mean you're talking 100 jobs thereabouts. So that's direct jobs. That's probably self-propelled. Barges that are likely to come from Tauranga backwards rather than from Gisborne, I think.
Yeah.
It's early days yet. But I mean, yeah, on those, you could, I can't remember the exact numbers, but instead of having if it was 40 trucks on the road, you got them on one barge, you know, that's taking Ks off the road, that's for sure. I mean, less accidents, all of that. They've got a formula to work that out, and so there's less carbon emissions over, say, a 20-year period. I mean, our numbers said that the benefit to the government was over 100 million. So if they're putting 45 million, which is what they're talking about, Well, they get a good payback too.
Well, you know, that's the irony for Matakana, of course, because Matakana Island, where I'm from, is just one big forestry estate. And if it used to be the case that the logs that were milled on the island, they would go by truck through the forestry over to Omokoroa, right, where the first barge would take off. But actually, by now transporting the logs directly through Sulphur Point, you take away all of that truck traffic from those roads around Omokoroa into Tupuna, into Bethlehem, and so on and so forth. That would then have to go somewhere either around the back by Welcome Bay or in through the CBD and across the bridge to finally get to the port. I mean, not only is that just crazy, I mean, you know, just nonsense, but just with a few subtle changes, it's about finding the easier route. And for this one, which I also love, I have done my research on this one, bro. $165 million could be saved over 24 years if logs are barged out rather than trucked out. I mean, that's got to say, that's an economic windfall, let alone just the environmental stuff.
Yeah, well, that's right. I mean, the social benefits back to the local community. I mean, more whānau, more children in the schools, which you know probably challenge this time. I mean, typically children who leave the high school, well, it's one road out. Mm. Really, they're going to go somewhere else for jobs and training. Similar to Opotiki, really, where they've made a big investment, helped by the government. But also local iwi, whakatohe up there, you know, they've got a major investment in aquaculture. And you put that all together with a new harbour so that they don't have to go in and out of Whakatane anymore, but directly through Opotiki. There's a lot of benefits there. So, I mean, we're down the end there. You know, could there be aquaculture opportunities for down in Te Araroa too? It's early days, but I would have thought those are some of the aspects too in terms of giving a more diverse output. That would be really great. If you go back 100 years, there were two ports in Te Araroa. Te Araroa was a booming place. When my grandfather left for the war in 1942, thereabouts, it was a booming town. It had two ports, one at the Awatere River and one at Matakawa. But Matakawa, really the Hicks Bay one with Cyclone Boulder that decimated it back in that time. So yeah, it's a good opportunity, we believe.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. So what do we do to get this thing off the ground? I mean, what more needs to happen? Because I won't wax lyrical about it. What can we do? What needs to happen? Who needs to do what to get this going?
Look, we had a very positive hui at Te Araroa yesterday. So we had a public hui. So that's the first major public hui since 12 June. Mm. And, we got a pass rate on that. With the it was a bad day, rain like anything, storm, but we still had it was just under 100 people there. And in the end, they put it to a vote after all the presentations. And, it was considerably favourable. It wasn't 100%. I mean, people are, fair enough, they've got good questions about environmental impact and all of those. And so really in phase two, assuming the government goes ahead with the phase two funding, which is ready to get a resource consent and get all the extra full reports environmental, which will take 12 months. Assuming the Crown before Christmas makes a positive on that, we're into phase two. And there's a lot more consultation. But, we think there's a pathway to get there.
Well, there you go. Well, whānau, it's a great project. Of course, I've been joined on the line by Tiwana Tibble. Tiwana, thank you so much for joining me. I know it's Monday night. I know it's probably been a long day. But I think it's projects like this at the community level that drive real change and the benefit of our people. But, you know, it's got all the angles to it, social, economic, environmental positives. So it's a big tick box for me, my friend, really big tick box. So thank you for joining me, Yehua.